I'm going to read some familiar scripture tonight. You'll turn with us. So 1 Kings, 18th chapter. First Kings, 18th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go and show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land unto all the fountains of water and unto all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him. And he knew him, and he fell on his face and said, Art thou that my lord Elijah? He answered him, I am. Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation nor kingdom whither my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation, and they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house. In that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks. Let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, and put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even unto noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god, either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. They cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain two measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood and said, fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all things, these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." And Elijah said unto them, "Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape." And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." And so Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, I know that's a little lengthy chapter in one sense of the way, but it's got probably not anybody here don't know this scripture. Heard it. You've heard it preached on many be the time. No doubt. I don't know altogether what we'll say tonight or far as that goes, but this was in the days of Ahab, and as we well know, and it already, Elijah had already made the decree or prophesied that it wasn't going to rain these years. So they was in the midst, according to the New Testament, it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. So that's where the setting is. That's where they were. But it was time that rain would come, and it's time that Elijah met Ahab. I read unto you the situation that how Jezebel done sent out, and she has killed the prophets of the Lord. And it tells you here that Obadiah took 100 of them, put 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water. And then Ahab had sent Obadiah, him and Obadiah went out to see if there's any water anywhere in the fountains or anywhere around that they might could bring the horses and the mules, that they might not lose any of the beasts. Now, I want you to get the setting. Brethren, there's a famine. It said there's a famine in the land. And it was dry. And there's running out of water. But I find it interesting. I really do. I find it interesting that Obadiah had found enough water that he had fed 100 of the prophets with bread and water. So he found some water somewhere during that time, during that famine. But the Bible also says that Obadiah feared the Lord. He was a man that had feared God, he said, from his youth. He had feared God, and He is the man under that of Ahab. It's another interesting story to think about how wicked Ahab was, but he had a man right under him that feared God. There was probably a lot of things that did not happen because he feared God. Now, I'm honest about that. That ain't what I'm going to preach, I don't think, tonight. But there's just a great story in the midst of this. They most certainly are. And there's probably a lot more than a man could ever preach out of all this. But I want to talk to you tonight, just a minute, my friend, about prayer meeting. Prayer meeting. This is what we call prayer meeting. Most churches do. You can ride around, look around, and some of them will say Wednesday evening service, but quite a few of them says prayer meeting. Wednesday night, we're going to have prayer meeting. What does that mean? Elijah, the Bible said that God sent Elijah down there, and he said, you go see Ahab, and you tell him, brethren, that it's going to rain. He didn't say you go down there and you tell him all these things going to happen to him. He said, you tell him that it's going to rain. The Bible says that he, as we said and read to you tonight, that he gathered them together. Obadiah was a little bit fearful and a little bit backward about telling Ahab. He didn't want to go down there and tell Ahab, and then Elijah the Spirit carry him off somewhere else and he couldn't be found. He questioned Elijah pretty good, and he said, I'm not going over here and tell him you down here, and said, when he come down here, you be gone. That's right. He feared. He said, he'll slay me. He'll do away with me for telling such things like that. But Elijah was there because God sent him there. And brethren, when he got there, he noted, brethren, that they would do but one thing, and that was following the God of Baal. Balaam, so that's what it said. They is following Balaam. And brethren, he give them an opportunity. He give them an opportunity, my friend, to choose. Said, choose. Said, if brethren, if it's Baal, said, then we'll serve him. He said, but I'm going to put this to you. He said, how long, you've heard it, how long halt ye between two opinions? Do you think about prayer meeting tonight? You say, he gathered them all together. And he said, we're going to find out that the God that answers by fire is God. And the people said, well, you've spoken well. Therefore, we'll do it. And he told them, he said, you're many. He said, you build an altar. You put the sacrifice on it, and said, you call on Baal. And they done that from morning to noon till the time of the evening sacrifice. You know that I read to you that Baal did not answer. Did he? He didn't answer. Brethren, they called on him. They said, hear us, O Baal, hear us. Then Elijah got a hold of it, and he just sort of mocked them a little bit. He said, cry louder. He might be busy. He might be on a pursuit. He might be on a journey. Why, who knows? Said he might be asleep. You need to awake him. Think about it. Brethren, the scripture says that at the time of the evening offering, my friend, of the sacrifice, that they had done all they could, and Baal never answered. The Bible says that at the altar he repaired the altar of the Lord. I think a lot of times that people thinks that Baal, that all these prophets tore down the altar of the Lord. Brethren, it had been tore down years ago. Years ago. They had built him an altar to offer up their sacrifice. Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord. That ain't all. He built an altar also out of stone. And the Bible says that he put the sacrifice there. Put the wood there. Everything in order according to that of the way it should have been. And then it says that he told them to put some water on it. Three barrels of water, and you do it four times. They done it. Then he told them, he said, you take and fill up that trench with water. Elijah was going to, my friend, they wouldn't go be no question, brethren, about who was God. You think about it. No way under God's heaven would that sacrifice burn except the fire of the Lord come down. The Bible says that he began to call upon the name of the Lord at the time of the evening sacrifice. And brethren, God answered him by fire. And the people says, the God, he is God. This God, he is God. And then the scripture says that told his servant, said, you go down yonder and tell Ahab, brethren, to go and to eat and to drink. And I'm going up to the mountain. Brethren, and then he told him down there, brethren, he said, you go and look. He said, and I'm going to cry out unto God. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe with all my heart that Elijah, brethren, knowed that God would answer him. Elijah knowed, my friend, that God was going to bring the rain, just like he told him. But he sent him out. And the servant come back and he said, I see not anything. There's nothing going on. The Bible said that he sent him seven times more. Seven times. He said, and on the seventh time that he sent him out there, he come back and he said, I see a little cloud. He didn't see no great big boom thunders and all this. But brethren, he saw a little cloud. He said, like a man's hand. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm praying for rain, my friend, and I'd looked out for about six times and there was nothing, and I'd saw a cloud, my friend, I'd get excited too, wouldn't you? Yeah. He told his servant, he said, you go tell Ahab to get up, get in his chariot and go to Jezreel, for I hear the sound of abundance of rain. My friend, prayer meeting. You might say, preacher, they didn't have prayer meeting. Brethren, Elijah did he not? Brethren, and not just did he have prayer meeting, my friend, that happened. Brethren, convinced the people, brethren, that God was God. And besides him, there is none other. There's not another God that answers, brethren, like this sort. You know that? Not another one. You might think tonight, you say, preacher, we out here at prayer meeting and said, I don't pray that much. Well, you ought to. Brethren, I don't know. I really don't. I didn't set this thing up, but I've thought all my life, my friend, about prayer meeting. What would it be, folks, if we come out here and, brethren, we prayed and prayed until something happened? Huh? Prayed until something happened. Brethren, it would be wonderful, wouldn't it? I believe it'd be just like this. Brethren, a story about Elijah. My friend, I believe we can leave here, folks, knowing that God is real and that He'll answer us. Brethren, when we pray tonight, brethren, he says in the Bible, in the Scriptures, He said, your prayers are not answered because you pray amiss. You pray amiss. I've heard people, my friend, they had prayed, they had asked, I can't help it. I'm just this away. Brethren, these folks, they've come by and they'll want the preacher to pray for this and pray for that and everything else. And that's well and good. Don't get me wrong. My friend, I'll do that. I will. When God brings it to my remembrance, I'll pray for you. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. And I want you to listen to that. You may think, my friend, I'm a little strange with this. Somebody come one day, they come by and they begin to ask, I really want you to do this for my son and that and this and whatever. And I looked at them and I said, I thank the Lord, my friend, He can do all things, but He expects a little bit out of you. Glory to God, preacher, I wouldn't have told them that, my friend. Prayer. God can hear your prayer. Brethren, if you'll pray tonight. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Now, I'm going to say this. Brethren, them 450 prophets believed in Baal. They believed in Baal. Brethren, they cried to Baal. They give all they had, brethren, unto Baal. Brethren, to no avail tonight. These folks today that believe in other gods just as much as you believe in the God. Yes, they are. It's sad to say. And brethren, some of them, my friend Hugh the Lion, according to their ministry and according to their belief, yes, sir, they hew the Lion. Brethren, it might be none avail. It might be that it means nothing. But brethren, they hold to their traditional beliefs. Yes, they do. I know they do. You do too. You run across folks around this world. My friend, there's an Indian. Indian. And there's plenty of them. I'm not saying this or that, but there's one come in. And I worked down there at Ace Hardware, and he'd come by. And, brethren, and I got acquainted with him and get to talking, and he had that big red dot and in between his head. And I asked him one day, I'd got pretty good friends with him. I just asked him, I said, what in the world's that red dot for? My friend, he said, that's my guru. I said, well, what's your guru? He said, that's my God. I said, well, that ain't gonna work. My friend, and we begin to talk, my friend, about some things. We most certainly did. And brethren, I want you to know, my friend, that man, thank God, was a religious man concerning what he believed. Brethren, these 450 prophets of Baal, brethren, they believed in Baal. Did they not? They cried out to Baal. When he didn't hear them, later on in the day, the Bible said they began to cut themselves. They done all they know to do to get his attention. But he didn't answer, right? He didn't answer. Prayer meeting. Brethren, the Bible says when Elijah got down to pray for rain, what did it say? He said he got down on his knees and put his face between his knees, my friend, and then he told the servant, go and see. Go and see. It does not mean it. It does not. Now, I'm just this away. I believe with all my heart, brethren, you as an individual can get a hold of God. Don't you? It'd be foolish tonight, my friend, for you to pray and to think that God wouldn't go hear you. It'd be foolish for you to do such a thing. Brethren, when we pray, we ought to pray with vigor. Yes, sir. We ought to pray. The Bible says the effectual. And it's talking about Elijah. It said Elijah prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. And said then he prayed that it might rain, and it did rain. Did it not? That's what the scripture says, what I've read unto you here tonight, my friend. He said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual. Brethren, that Elijah prayed, it affected people. You know that? It was an effectual prayer. It just didn't affect folks. It affects his own life, my friend. When you get to praying, and I'm being really praying, I heard what Wade said Sunday night, but I'll just give you a little what for, my friend. When I got saved, I didn't tell the Lord I'd do anything in this world for him. I didn't bargain with him. Brethren, I was lost, and he is the only one that could save me. Did you know that? I believe that. My friend, these folks today, brethren, that says, "Why, preacher, our prayers don't get nowhere." Well, I want you to know something. I'd get down to business. I'd find out why our prayers didn't get somewhere. You've heard people say, and I've probably said it too, there's times, my friend, that I feel like my prayers didn't get nowhere. I feel like they didn't get past the ceiling. Sometimes. But brethren, these times, brethren, that I believe I touched heaven. Don't you? Yes, sir. I mean, why, preacher, we can't do that. Why can't we? Why can't we? Brethren, this is an individual thing. I'll be quite frank with you. The number one reason that a lot of folks in the shape they're in, brethren, is because of their prayer life tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bible says pray without ceasing. I've had people, I don't know how many, said, "Preacher, I just don't think I can do that." How in the world do you pray without ceasing? I believe you go with a prayer on your heart. Don't you? I believe it doesn't mean altogether that you're just down between your knees all day long of praying. You can pray standing up. You can pray upside down if that's what you need to do. Yes, you can. Brethren, but the fact of it is when you pray, you ought to pray with a positive attitude that God's going to hear you. Brother Hannah went and prayed, did she not? Her husband, he asked her, he said, "It's not the Sabbath." He said, "It's not the new moon." Said, "What are you going down to the house of God for?" She said, "Tell the servants to saddle the ass. I'm going." Huh? She had a mission. She had a mission. Brethren, her adversary had poked her long enough. Do you know that? Yes, sir. She had poked her long enough. You know the scripture. Bible says when she got down there to the house of God, brethren, I believe she prayed. Yes, sir. And evidently, Eli, some of the things that Eli had heard, he didn't know what she was doing. He really didn't. He thought she was drunken. Brethren, she told him, she said, not so. She said, but I'm crying out of a sorrowful spirit. And he marked her. He marked her mouth. But brethren, she continued to pray. You know what Hannah prayed for? You say, preacher, I've prayed for things and it ain't never come to pass. Keep praying. Keep praying. Don't quit. Don't stop. There's no. Can I say it like this? There's no, my friend, time frame on when God works. We don't know the mind of the Lord. We might think, you say, preacher, I've prayed for this and I've prayed for that. Again, sometimes we're praying amiss. We're praying amiss. You pray that God's will be done in your life. Prayer meeting, folks. Prayer meeting. Brethren, when we pray, we ought to pray just like Hannah prayed. Bible says in the New Testament that there's this woman kept coming before an unjust judge and she wanted to be relieved. Brethren, she did. And he was the only one that could relieve her of her situation. The Bible says that because of her continually said that men ought always to pray and not faint. Did you hear that? Pray and not faint. It might be that the Lord hadn't answered your prayer today. Do you quit? I can tell you this, and the book will back it up. The real truth of it is, when you actually pray, my friend, it ain't you praying no way. It's the Spirit. Brethren, and when that Spirit starts praying, brethren, it utters things. Yes, sir. It utters things, my friend, that you hadn't even thought of. I can tell you that. Book says so. It says so. You get down to business with the Lord and you begin to pray, and even if you started out praying for something maybe that you wanted to see, brethren, I'll guarantee you when the Spirit takes over, you'll find out you're praying for somebody else or something else. Hannah prayed and she said, you give me a male child. She said, when he gets old enough, I'll give him back to you. That was a promise. She promised. You know what? The Lord heard her. Did he not? I've always said this. She needed a son. She asked for a son. But God needed a man. For that day. He used him. Did he not? He used him. What did Daniel do when he was over in Babylon? The Bible says that he opened up his windows toward Jerusalem. The windows toward Jerusalem. And he prayed 3 times a day. Did he not? It come down time for them to find, they was trying to find something against Daniel, and all they could find was concerning him and his God. That's pretty good. Is it not? It's pretty good. Prayer meeting. What if we come to prayer meeting with prayer on our heart? You say, preacher, you're saying we ain't? I ain't really said that. I'm just asking you, what if we come with a prayer on our heart? Continually. Preacher, you can only pray for so much. Who said? Prayer meeting. He gathered them all together. all together. Interesting. I bring Bible Marks to a close. Interesting. I run a revival one time. Down around Stone Mountain, Snailville, down in there. Never been to the church. At that time, I never had. And you run across things sometimes that's a little different in how you do. And the men met about 15 minutes till time to go to meeting for prayer. And they gathered around, and they was quite a few. And the first night that I was there, I didn't know. I just figured it's just like we did. But the pastor said a word or two, and then he said, "Let us pray." And everybody got down, and I was waiting. And there's one man prayed. And as soon as he got finished, there was another man prayed. And as soon as he got finished, there's another man prayed. And I'm going to be honest with you, just as honest as I be, I'd never seen that. But every one of them being prayed, one at a time. And I thought to myself, now this is good. Why was it good? Because they prayed. You hear what I said? They prayed. I ain't never forgot it. Do us good sometimes, but we might ought to do that. Oh, preacher, I'm too bashful. It ain't what men hear. It's what the Lord hears. Do you know that? Good to be here tonight. You can, there's the books full.